This is a standard subdivision to divide 4.57 acres plus or minus into two single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County. The property is lying on the east side of Victory Lane, a private lane that is accessed off of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is 12559 Victory Lane, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 5, Parcel 5.02. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's proposed preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's soil feasibility study. We have a letter received from the applicant requesting a waiver from the forested buffer requirements. And I would note that we have received one written comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lorraine Brown. I live at 12559 Victory Lane, and I'm requesting to have my parcel subdivided as a last thing that I'm following out for my deceased husband to divide, give each of our children land so they can have their own land and do what they need to do to set up their family and keep everything going. I've been approved by DEMREC for the soil and survey sample. I got approval from DelDOT for the Department of Transportation. I have approval from the fire marshal, Sussex County Fire Marshal. And I'm like, I don't understand. This is my first time, so I'm like, I don't know what I really need or what I need to say, but I'm coming for approval so I could do, you know, honor my husband's last wish. So.
Based on what you've said, you're more prepared than most people have been. So we appreciate your comments. Why don't we just see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you?
Okay.
Not at the moment. I'd like to hear Arabelle speak. I see we have a letter of opposition.
Yeah, I think all the questions that I would have would be around the road.
Okay. And I also like to point out that my subdivision is based on my property line, and they're using the easement into my property for that second subdivision. So we didn't need to do anything other than that.
Well, I guess let me just take a crack at this. So there's a letter of opposition to, I don't know if you saw that from.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, it looks like one of your neighbors who uses that road also, and they're concerned about whether that road can handle the additional lot, given the fact that it already serves, I think they say, 9 properties plus.
It's already handling that because my daughter lives with me now, so it's already handling that.
Well, yeah, and there's a poultry operation. I guess the question is, how's it being handled? You know, like, is there a maintenance agreement among all the property owners on that road, or?
I've been there since I've been there over 22 years. Mm-hmm. And the one that used to do it was Mr. Campbell. Unfortunately, he's no longer with her, God bless his soul. And he kept it up, and me and my husband at that time would give him money to help out with whatever we could, you know, because
okay.
He was doing it a lot. He had this special type of equipment. And see, we're just residential, so we don't have any type of farm equipment or anything like that.
But is there a poultry farm that uses the road?
Way in the back. And their poultry trucks, if you're not careful, they speed through there so fast. It's coming up because we have a bin.
Okay.
And I know when I was working and going out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, those trucks, they speed through there. And a couple times I almost had a couple of them hit me, but I just learned the creep real, real slow and go stay as close to my land as possible.
Okay.
When I would hear them.
Just a forewarning, the lawyer in me says you're not helping your case by adding more lots to a road that's not that great.
I'm just telling you based on what I understand, but my daughter and son-in-law, they drive that road every day. They've been driving it since 2018.
Who owns the road?
Nobody owns the road. It's a portion of a small road in front of my property that I own. Because it was transferred over to me by a construction company. But as far as Victory Lane itself, I don't think nobody owns it.
Okay.
Who maintains it now?
I know Mr. Doug did it a couple times, but a couple times Mr. Carlisle does it most of the time.
Okay.
The Does anybody contribute to help out with the road maintenance to Mr. Carlisle?
I've contributed. I can't speak for nobody else. I only can speak for myself.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
No problem.
If he say he needs something and he's trying to do something, I'm like, okay, let me know my portion. I can't speak for nobody else.
Okay.
I've always been a giver, so I believe since I live on that road, we all should maintain it. You know, like I have milling in my yard. I'm like, use it if you need it. It doesn't make me a difference, you know.
I'm good right now.
Nothing more? Thank you.
Any questions?
No questions, sir.
Okay, anyone else, anything?
None for me, thank you.
No, but I, you know, it makes me, I'd like to hear, it's, it looks like there's some other folks here. I'd like to hear what other people have to say on it.
That's fine.
We'll have time for questions after we hear what the opposite.
Yeah, well, it just strikes me too that it might be one we need to do a little digging on to see if there is any kind of recorded easement or something that's there.
Somebody
owns it.
Somebody owns that road. We just need to figure out, somebody here that I believe maybe can enlighten us. All right, well, the way we normally do this is we ask for anyone who is in favor to speak in regard to subdivision 2023-09, the Rain Brown. Anyone in favor? All right, then, anyone in opposition like to speak? I'd like to start with the gentleman who knows about the road. So let's start with you. You volunteered. That was the problem.
Yeah, part of the...
You need to give us your name.
Oh, yeah. My name's Douglas Kramer. I'm adjacent, or just across the lane. My address is 12580 Victory Lane. Okay. And my property has, and along with a little bit of the Wilkies in the front, there's Victory Lane who was on Carlisle Lane. And that was deemed a right-of-way back to those properties. Then G.R. Campbell owned the whole side, and Seaford Construction owned what Ms. Brown owns now. So he put in a lane, which was a private road, from that point back to access his property. Gave permission to Lorraine to use that road when she developed there. There was two lots at the time, and currently two lots. That road is on my property when it turns that bend. And it's set back about 15 feet to 5 feet in front of my place. That when they added the other trailer to be developed there on the 3/4 lot, not this one that they're talking about, they cleared that property up to the lane. And we have like water runoff issues in front of my shop now, and have before when it was woods. So that, and that setback is right up against the property. I mean, I don't know how they got it approved for a setback on that piece, but that part is what it is. My concerns.
Can I just stop you? Where's the trailer? Like on the diagram, like when he said, we're talking about that, the.
You see where it's cut out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That portion is cut out.
Yeah. Trailer would be where, right here.
Okay.
And there's a well, there's supposed to be a 37.5-foot right-of-way that they added in for some reason. I'm not sure what that is on her side. But the lane actually is on my side, and you can even kind of see how it, but there, it's about 15 foot at this area. Their entryway is right here.
Where's your property?
My property is this one right here.
That. Okay.
So all of this lane going back is on me, which is supposed to be up against property line, but obviously didn't get quite pushed up to the property line, so it's a little bit, sets in some. So then they gave the right of access. I called, and they gave right of access for that trailer. It's there, and they got a lane coming into it right at the corner, which is what it is. Now, with the existing lane being all on me, I was taking care of dragging that area of the lane. I built a drag and just took care of it. The rest of the lane, Mr. Carlisle put down road millings. you can't do nothing with road buildings once, other than fill the holes. So Mr. Wilkie had filled holes, and I helped him a little bit with that stuff down the lane, but nobody really takes care of it, not homeowners or anything like that. We just pitch in if we can. Back in our area, though, it's kind of loose dirt now. It's not even rocks. It's kind of what it is. And I guess on the plan when JR had the property, he had it states on, it's way back, it states on there that if there was any more subdivision, there, it needs to be expanded 25-foot access, you know, to have the width that you need for that. And I don't know where that starts and ends, whether it's on the property line, in the mine, or whatever. I guess my biggest concern is you have, like, from that trailer being put in, I have runoff, water setting. I'm not sure that that was laid out and planned for anything in that such. And I'm not sure why it's all the way up when they have all that acreage back, that they could have moved it back and kept privacy, different things like that, that would have been nice. And my section of that 15 foot got cleared without any thought of me or my family. So, and I guess that's probably a moot point, but the other one going in, the other concern is bringing a huge trailer. You're gonna have to bring that onto my property to get it over there too. And I'm not sure how they're even gonna do that unless it's supposed to go in at the front there where that other house is, and that's why they have the right way. I'm not sure. But how's that gonna affect me and my property?
How is what gonna affect the moving of the trailer?
Just coming around. I mean, I had to bury off my driveway, an asphalt driveway, so the construction vehicles and stuff at the last time wouldn't tear anything up. Right. And they had a hard time getting around that corner for that. So I don't know how it's supposed to get in there and how. And I just have concerns as to why it has to be all the way up against the property and then have to come onto my property and try to, I mean, I understand a lane has to be accessible, but those are my concerns.
All right, if you just hang on for a second, and it seems like maybe she has an answer to, but I'm gonna let you finish first.
I'm good, those are my concerns.
All right, so thank you. Brown, you can shed some light on this gentleman's concern.
Okay. Yes. First of all, right here, this comes originally, our land came across this road. And every time the appraisal came out, he put it from here because of the road for this property here to be set up. But it comes across the road and it goes up like that. And
now,
if I
Mrs. Brown, I have to. Your own site plan shows that road on your neighbor's property. So your survey doesn't support what you just stated. I just want to make that clear.
Well, that's the way it is in the original survey.
Well,
I wish I brought it with me, but I didn't bring it.
Well, we can bring the
can I borrow that?
Mrs. Brown, we're going to put that on the screen here, Mr. Whitehouse, if you could.
Okay.
Because your survey that was submitted in support of this application, because I'm not challenging you on this, I just want to make sure we got the facts correct, shows that the road's clearly on your neighbor's property. So bear with us 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that goes straight across that. It looked like a road. Maybe it does. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I don't know. I can only go by what I know.
So we have on the screen the survey that Miller Lewis prepared, and it shows that the road is not on your property, that's on, it looks like Mr. Kramer.
Right here. Yeah. That box, right there. That's across the road.
Oh, that corner.
Right.
That one corner is, yeah.
Right, and it goes on a diagonal up.
Right, and it only... You're
so that's where that curve is at, is right here where that one corner is at.
In that one corner, that road crosses your property. That's correct.
Okay.
All right. That's fair enough. That's what it is.
Yep.
All right. Who's next? Who else would like to speak?
Yes, volunteer.
Sure.
I'm Skip Holmberg, and we have a farm just north and west of this whole situation. We really have some concerns because we own a farm. It's a working farm. We have poultry houses. We also have somebody working the land. And to do away with the buffering, we just can't have that. And the reason being is many times what happens is you take down things that buffer, you know, your operation from somebody else, and all of a sudden they're complaining, and then they have an effect on your operation. So,
now what buffer are we talking about? Because if you've got buffers on your property, that's your property. Whatever's on her property is on her property.
That's true.
You're not entitled to that. You're entitled to what's on your
exactly,
property.
As long as we stay on each other's property.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's been sort of the challenge.
Okay.
In all of this. And so we just want to make sure that we maintain those buffers.
How has that been a challenge? Has there been trespassing or?
There has been like complaints made that were on their property. Cutting, we have to trim our trees back.
Right.
To make sure that they're not hanging over the crops. And so when we do that, we have been, there's been some times when we've had problems because she tells us that we're on her property.
Are you on her property?
No, we're not on her property at all.
That's not a problem.
Well, it is a problem because we don't want to have neighbors that are upset with who we are in our operation.
Okay.
The other situation that we have is right now, everybody has a car. And our lane is such that it can't really handle a lot of traffic. Now, the trucks, you can imagine that a big truck that hauls chickens is not going to be going over 10 miles an hour down that lane. It's impossible. Can't do it. You'd have chickens all over the place, and it'd be an absolute mess. So I don't know where that came from, but we try to keep the speeds down. But we need help in maintaining the lane. We have talked about that. But we've never had any help with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a road owners association. And then we're going to ask to see if everybody can contribute to that so that we all can benefit from this lane.
That's a great idea.
And I hope that Lorraine will be able to be part of that.
We'll see what we can do to encourage that.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Good question.
Who's next? Okay.
My name's Brian Wilkie. I live at 125688 Victory Lane. I live basically across the lane. I don't know if I'm really in opposition. I just have a lot of concerns.
Okay.
My biggest concern is probably the water runoff. Like Mr. Kramer was saying, yeah, when they put in their other house there, we have a lot of erosion now and water runoff that comes down and affects our property now. The other issue is we're kind of been back isolated from a lot of people. Everybody has, you know, their trees around their houses. You don't really see a lot of each other, I guess. And to see the trees and another house come in, that's always hard. As far as the lane goes, I would think that we can all come up with some kind of mutual agreement of what that might be. I don't know, a certain amount of money every year, somebody takes care of this, whatever it is. I think, you know, as neighbors, we can all come together and come up with a good idea about that. So the maintenance of the rent lane is, you know, I guess going to fall on us, because I doubt anybody's going to volunteer to pay it, you know. The other concerns I have is there's a waiver for a buffer or on the 30-foot buffer. Is that the front buffer of the lane to our house? Or
talking about setbacks?
Yeah, the setback. There was a letter from Miller.
It's a forested buffer they're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm running with no computer.
I just wanted to be clear of what that was. Someone could explain. explain it to me.
If I can assist, Mr. Chairman, reading the letter as it was submitted for the file, it wasn't a partial waiver, it was a full waiver of the entire perimeter buffer for the new proposed parcel to be created. That's how it was worded. So
as it sits now, the property's too small for the house?
Ordinarily, the entire new parcel would have to have the perimeter buffer for the new forested buffer. So the requested letter is to seek relief from that requirement, but it's a request, not a design, so there is no plan designing it. So,
okay. Good.
So the commission can decide whether they want to grant that request or not. They're just asking for it, so.
Whitehouse, was there hardship articulated this with the request, or are they just asking for it?
Not that I recall. It was just a request. So.
You can always ask.
Yeah, I didn't, I just, you know, if there were setbacks that had to be, that were made for a reason, I would just, you know, request that they would be, you know, upheld.
The whole point of the buffers is to protect the issues that you are
right.
Concerned about.
Yeah.
So that's certainly something we have to
and,
you
know, put,
consideration.
Putting the house closer to the lane, you know, affects, you know, sight lines and, you know, the water runoff and, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was over my concerns. You know, other than that, we've been good neighbors, and you know, it's just those are concerns. So, I thank you all for your time.
Good morning, sir. Thank you. Okay, who else would like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Nobody's gonna bite you.
No. I'm scared, but anyhow, I am the one that owns a poultry farm. My husband died in '06. Connie Holmberg.
Okay.
I was a Swartzen trooper, and then Daniel died in 06, so I continue raising chickens for my livelihood. I have very major concerns. I do want to confirm those trucks do not go that fast around those curves, and there's signs. There's no way a truck could go that fast.
It's subjective. It's all perception. But, you know, what is not fast to you might be fast to somebody else.
But I don't enjoy the complaints if there's noise, you know, at 4 in the afternoon. Honey, our workload goes until way late at night. There is a complaint that's written right here on this paper that we have. We got it at Planning Zoning last week. It says there is a 50-foot building setback from lands used for agricultural purposes. So where our land is, there's a 50-foot setback because we farm right up to that to make sure that that's recognized. And then the lane going back, that is supposed to be a private lane. I mean, that's the reason we moved back there, for our privacy. And it's not turning out like that. But I don't want my woods taken out like it was across from Doug's to put a lane in there. And when we were here at Planning and Zoning, they did say they would be using the existing lane that's paved to get that other trailer in or whatever. But I don't want it to come on down farther and take my woods out and expose everything, it'll tear everything up again.
Just, you know, how anybody can take your woods out if it's on your
property. I don't want what happened to Doug's across from his and then to come on down, because that is a private lane and I want to keep it that way.
Okay.
Because we bought back there for this purpose and it's not turning out too good.
Do you know who owns the lane? Does everybody who's adjacent to it just own out to like the middle of it, or do any of you all know who owns
it? It's a right of way.
Okay. So that means whoever, sir. Yeah, if maybe you could come forward.
Show us on the survey here.
This here is a right of way, and if you look back in the deeds to Carlisle, there is a agreement and a bunch of signatures from the houses that were back here in J.R. Campbell, who owned this property originally. That right away comes to this point. From this point on was a private lane, but it has RW on it. I don't know if they made that a right away, what the deal is. I do know that in the original deed for the whole lot, I think it is, it states that you have a, any more subdivision on that deed, which you can hardly see it, any more subdivision needs to improve that to 25 feet. So I don't know why that's in there. It's really strange to me.
It could have been a condition that the Planning and Zoning Commission or staff put on years ago.
Yeah, so, but my understanding is this here was definitely a right-of-way to the highway, and that's written in the, in my deed, I believe even.
The other thing that's interesting to me is, do any of you have a right-of-way in the applicant's land that driveway is on?
On that little bit of...
Do you have a right-of-way to use that?
On that little bit of corner?
Yeah.
Could be over here. Well, to this point is the right-of-way. From there back was to give access to the original J.R. Campbell land.
Right.
But I don't know since how they've handled that.
So the issue...
Because there's nothing written.
The issue really is from the applicant's property line on back, from the applicant's property line out to the public road is not an issue because it's right-of-way.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, so your issue is confined to that one area.
Yeah, I mean, this is all, you know, we got potholes up. Everybody needs to contribute to help fix that up. We get that.
Sure.
That's fine. There was an agreement way back that everybody would kind of support that.
Right.
Okay. It's just more from that point on.
Right. From that point
And I've been there 48 years, so my chicken trucks have been, they knew all about that I had a poultry farm.
That Delaware is a right-to-farm state, so you were there. I mean, there's no issue with you and what you're doing. I mean, I don't care whether they like it or not.
We were there.
They don't like the smell, but, you know, it kind of smells like money.
That's what my dad says, but he wouldn't do it. Well, thank you. Yeah, that was one of my main concerns. But I wanted to be peaceful, but I'm very, very concerned about any of my woods being taken out.
Okay. Well, we get it. Okay. Anyone else like to speak? Don't be shy. If you've got an opinion, you know, we would love to hear it, because once the hearing's closed, that's it. We can't miss anything new. Okay. I bet they will later, but on the way home. But that's certainly their right and privilege to do. All right. Anyone on the commission have any other questions?
I have a question for Mr. Robinson.
Okay, go ahead.
What's in place now through the county for right-of-ways? I know it's not enforceable through the county, but isn't there something in the ordinance about contributing?
Yeah, so if this was if this was all one big piece of land and they were looking to develop it into lots, there would be requirements for how the road was built, how it was paved, you know, the width of it, how it was maintained and everything else. It'd be a major subdivision that would trigger all that. This is kind of a unique situation because it's been, you know, there've been lots carved out along the way, and there's not a real good mechanism in our code to handle this. But what typically happens on a situation like this is before final site plan is granted, the staff looks to see if there's a road maintenance agreement in place. You know, and that is designed so that it would state that all the people on that road, really the people that are the subject of that subdivision, all contribute to the maintenance of it. The complicating factor here is this is one lot amongst nine, you know, and to get that to work out, we can't force the other nine people to sign that, you know. We could maybe make the condition of final site plan approval contingent on the applicant getting those other nine people to sign off on something like that. I mean, I don't know how, you know, what your thoughts are on that. There's a host of issues to sort through on this. We don't want to create a problem. That's the thing. If we do, we need to attach a solution to it, you know.
Is that if the lot that is proposed is accessed from
the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why the thing goes off and on. If the lot that is proposed was accessed from the existing lot, in other words, that the road going in front of the proposed lot would not be available to that lot, that their access would be through the existing lot, that might solve some of the concerns that folks have. My question is, I guess for Mr. Whitehouse, is that an option? Could that be an option?
Yeah, it could be. It could be made a requirement.
Yeah, in fact, not only is it an option, it could be required. So
the other thing we need to look at is there is the 50-foot ag buffer that does apply here, you know, under the right to farm, you know, so there.
Absolutely.
That may make this lot as proposed unbuildable. We need to look at dimensionally where that would put a structure in relation to the setbacks.
Well, this is another reason to consider having access from the existing lot, because then the structure would be as far away from the neighbors as you could reasonably get it.
Yeah.
And everybody still gets what they want, you know? Mrs. Brown, would you come up and see us just for a second?
Mr. Chairman, can I ask one question?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Mr. Whitehouse, when it comes from a right-of-way to a private road, how would that, because it's private right now, so the right-of-way is accessed by everybody, and then...
Well, they're both technically private. It just sounds right. Like there's an agreement in place for the first,
I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a valid question, because prior to, if the applicant receives preliminary subdivision plan approval as part of the process to get final subdivision plan approval, the applicant must provide us with a letter of no objection from DelDOT. And DelDOT could say that the number of trips on the entrance is increasing, and therefore they can ask for improvements at the entrance. At the moment, we have a service level. We actually don't have final comments from DelDOT. So if that were a requirement or there are any changes, then that would be part of the final approval process. So
we should probably be careful not to saddle one person with that burden, though, right? Like, that's...
Yeah. DelDOT will settle it with
unfortunately, that's kind of how that works a lot of times, is that whoever...
I hear you, though. That's very true.
Yeah, it's very true, yeah. and it's patently unfair, but it is just sort of the way it works sometimes. Mrs. Brown, a couple of things. Just so you understand what we're talking about,
okay,
is the idea that your driveway that goes back to your house.
My daughter's using that.
Well, I know, but mm-hmm. but that would be the actual access to her house.
Right.
That the land that is adjacent to the neighbors on the created lot, where even though that lane driveway is there, it's not on your property, and whoever owns that lot would not have a right to use it. In other words, their access to their property would be through your driveway, okay? Which might solve some of the concerns that the neighbors have.
Can I go to the map?
You may.
So I can make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my driveway. I come up here and go here.
That's correct.
And this is the way she'll come in. Is through the driveway.
Okay.
You know.
I think.
Well, no. Well, what I'm saying, but what I'm saying, Mrs. Brown, is that has to be a legally documented right of way access easement to that lot. If that's not shown on this plan. This plan simply shows the lot, and the assumption is that it would be accessed from the existing road that you're all using. This would have to be changed to show a documented right-of-way from the lot you wish to create to your driveway that connects to Victory Lane. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
I'm sure you understood what I was saying.
I think that's my understanding from my surveyor. He said I would have to have an easement. And they would have to do something, whatever that means.
And for whatever reason, that's not on the drawing.
Right, that's an old.
So that's
old.
We really could not approve that. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we could approve it subject to I don't know, that's a, yeah, subject to the final, but being shown properly. And the other issue is that there is the 50-foot agricultural buffer that you will have to observe, okay? And before you go too far, you're going to want to make sure that you can do, you can put the, I actually think it would fit, just eyeballing it, but you know, you would want to be satisfied. It's not, I'm not the one that needs to be happy with it. You need to be happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, and since you are drawing the lines, you certainly have the ability to move them a little bit.
Yeah,
but that is a fact. I mean, that's the, you know, in the right to farm rules, there's no question that has to be maintained. So,
where's the buffer at? And what it look like?
Along their property line.
Along their
property line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would keep the buffer because I know they had, when they was putting.
Well, no, there has to be a buffer on your side.
Okay.
It has to be on your side, okay? So there, his buffer is his. He mm-hmm. And
did I have to have a 50-foot buffer from
has,
their house?
If he has one,
yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But that farm's been there a long time.
Right.
And the rules now say that you have to be 50 feet away from the agricultural activity. Well,
okay.
If that farm's been there long enough, that he probably has the right to farm all the way up to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
So that means from that point, 50 feet over, you have to have a buffer.
Okay.
I mean, just eyeballing it, I think it could probably be worked out, but those are the considerations
right.
that
okay.
you have. So there are a couple things going on here. That 50-foot buffer needs to be researched and established, and the proper, the access to that lot needs to be shown
okay.
in the way that was described. And I understand that's your understanding of what's going to
right.
happen. But it has
it's
to
not
be,
showing.
It's not shown,
okay.
and it has to be shown on the subdivision. So, because you know what, one of these days, every person in this room is going to die.
Yes, that's what I think.
And when they do, there won't be anybody that remembered what we talked about mm-hmm. that day. In fact, I'm pretty sure most of it won't remember it next week. But
I know I won't. But, that's what I'm calling when I get home.
You know, but... So that's why it has to be documented and recorded so that in all of history, whenever anybody buys or sells any one of those parcels, they know exactly what they've got.
Okay.
And you know, and unfortunately, we deal with these kind of situations all the time. I can't believe, you won't believe what some, how some of this stuff.
This is new to me, so I'm like, what I do, what I take, what I bring.
Well, and that's fine. That's why we're spending some time to try to help everybody. Yeah. You know, because listen, you're all good people. You're all live around one another. None of you are going anywhere anytime soon. So this needs to get worked out in a way that everybody can live with it.
That's right. Right?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Good job.
All right, that's all I got. But I'm not exactly sure where we go from here. But,
no.
but because as it's proposed, I don't. If it's proposed, I'm not sure that it was something we want to do, but I think there's a path forward. So, that being said, okay, you may take a seat.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition or speak at all?
A question.
Come on up. Come on up. Give us your name and you can ask a question.
I'm Ivana Wilkie, married to Brian. 12566 Victory Lane.
Okay.
My father is the J.R. Campbell.
Oh, okay.
So I've spent pretty much my whole life on that lane.
So you're the one that's responsible for how this.
No, it was my daddy. Sorry.
All right, now the truth comes out.
My only question is.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree with the two things that you just said.
Yeah.
The 30-foot buffer at the front. Did we forget about it?
No, we haven't forgotten about it.
No,
okay. That was my only
it.
Question.
No, it's a thing, too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it wasn't repeated, so I thought maybe it was no longer a thing.
No, it's a thing to be talked about.
It's a thing that's already been established, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my only question. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
Short and sweet.
Good. All right. Anybody else have a comment or a question or anything? Okay. Anybody on the commission have any further questions, thoughts, comments?
I think we're in the right path.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not exactly sure how to get there, but we'll figure it out between now and the end of this.
Take an easement.
End of this meeting, yeah. I feel an easement coming on, but we'll figure out a way to do it. All right, then, if there's no further questions from the commission, we're going to close the public hearing. We certainly invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision. Or you certainly are welcome to call the office tomorrow morning, and Mr. Whitehouse will be happy to brief you on what transpired and what needs to happen next. Okay? All right, then.